Agotavach. We're up to Sif Mem Zayin. Tonight we're going to discuss another heter, another major exception to the rule. And Mietzrim will develop it, and we'll come out hopefully something really halakhla mais, which maybe sidelines perhaps, or possibly half of the bar mitzvah situations, just on this one sif alone. Let's see, let's develop it. It's going to take time, we have to get into it. All right, Zakta Machaba. If someone sells a field or a house or a property to a woman or to Yisaimim Ketanim, anybody mishum dinah de bametzra. There's no dinah de bametzra. The Ramah inserts of Yisaimim Gedalim, if they're Yisaimim but they're Gedalim, oi, Ketanim she'enim Yisaimim, or even if they're Ketanim but they're not Yisaimim, that's Isbu mishum bametzra. That will have a bametzra. In order to be absolved, exempt from the din of bar mitzvah, the person has to be a yosim and a katan to boot. He has to be both. But if either an isha or someone who's a yosim and a katan, there's no din of bar mitzvah. Why not? It's coming from a Gemara. The Gemara says, in Kofchesom Ebeiz and Bava Metzia, Le'isha Eliasmi Lesba Mishun Din Bar Metzra. To a woman or to Yisaimim, there's no Din Bar Metzra. Why not? Zakarashi. Delav Erech Ara La'aduri. Talking about a woman, it's not normal, it's not usual, it's not Derech Eretz for a woman to run around trying to buy properties. Ulavakich Mishayesh La'kakoyis Limkar. Memelo Mashaba Le'yodarishin. Whatever comes to hand first, whatever she can get her hands on. Ein lo nulayma vesisa yachva atayv la'chika me'ayilav. It's not, the whole thing is Tzitzis Yashvat Toiv. He doesn't pass the Tzitzis Yashvat Toiv to tell the woman, you know what, don't buy here, buy somewhere else. You're sending her to buy somewhere else. She doesn't have the ability, it's not Derech Eretz for her to go roaming around trying to fetch and buy properties. Yes. Yes, yes. It applies even today, Cesare. Yes. Yeah, so. Hayyos, the holding of Bamitzer was only Vesiz Vyash Vatayf. So, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. They said that by an Isha doesn't pass. And Rashi and Zorf, Vechain Yasmi. So, to the same thing by Yasmi, it's not normal. It's not either normal for the Yasemite to do it. They don't have the ability to do it, to roam around trying to buy properties. They're not skilled for that. And therefore, they don't have a din of Aziz Vayatrataif to stay away. The whole din of Aziz Vayatrataif on the bar, you stay away. They don't have the din of Aziz Vayatrataif to stay away. That's Rashi. The Chubis Maimini in Kinyan, Simon Lamed Hay, in the back of the Rambam, he holds that not only if an Isha and a Yosem bought the property already, that the Metzron can't be misalik them, but even the Katkhila, if right now coming to buy the property is a woman, a fremde woman, or the Metzron, neither have Kedima. Neither have Kedima. There's no din metronis. The bottle of the din metronis, neither of them have Kedima, and the seller or the best man wins. Kalakaidim Zaka, best lady wins, whatever. Kalakaidim Zaka, whoever convinces the seller to sell to them, that's the person who's going to win. There's no din about metron. And Be'etzim, that's the Loshna Machabe as well. Because let's do one more line in the Machabe, you'll see the difference. The Machabe continues, Mokhala Tumtum Mandraganis. If someone sells to a Tumtum Mandraganis, a Tumtum Mandraganis is a Suffolk Isha. Ein HaMetzim Yochal HaSalkan, the Metzim cannot remove them, cannot usurp their position. Lefi Shem Suffolk Isha, because they're a Suffolk Isha. So you notice the difference. The ratio the Machabe says, a Lashon Hoiva HaMoicher, and a halacha, ain't boy mishun din b'metzra, a din, that's it. There's no din b'metzra when you're dealing with women. In the Sefer, by the Tuntan Ajegnes, he talks about where it's passed, that it was already sold, and we're only dealing with the medicine, whether the medicine could be misalik the Isha, or the Suffolk Isha, or not, the Tuntan Ajegnes. The reason is because over there by Tuntan Ajegnes, the whole din is the only mitzad, a Suffolk Isha. So lechatchil, if they're coming, avad lechatchil, you're supposed to sell to the Metzron over the Tumtum Vandraganis, like we learned in Ramah, if you remember last week, we had Rabbi Sensef Memei, that Lechatchila, since the Metzin is Avada Metzin, and they only have a Suffolk Pator, so Avada the Metzin comes first, Lechatchila. B'diavad, if the Tumtum already bought, that's Eina Metzin Yochel Salkan. That's why the Mechaba chooses that Lashon, Eina Metzin Yochel Salkan passed. But in the Reisha, it's a Lashon Hoiva, Meicha Le'isha, Ein Boim Shantin Ma Metzif. Period. Even the kachila, if they're coming, there is no din of the mametzra. The isha does not have to step away.
What is the metzra of the isha?
If the metzra also, we're going to get it. About 1 second. Fine.
But I don't understand. In terms of the isha, I can understand by some mitzvahs, you know, says man grom, maybe not chayv, not. But you're not. They're not. A tumtum is not an isha in terms
We're going to get to it. The Rivosh, it's coming from Rivosh. Belina, we'll get to it. I just want to bring out. So you see, the Lashon Mechaba is more like that. I found Baruch Shem Echoshin Veifoit, which says very similar, that you see from the Mechaba that even Lechatchila, Kolakaidim Zaka. There is no precedence. Not the Isha, not the Metzah. It's Kolakaidim Zaka. Good. In Lamdis, if you think Rabbi Yisrael, let's bring out, refresh our memories. In Lamdis Lechay, it has to be like that. That is, that once there's no din about Metzra post fact, after they buy it, so to Lechachila, they have a right to buy it, and they don't have to step away. Because if you remember, there was a Lamdis we discussed, Cheshon Aaron and many other Achreinim, when we're dealing with Matana and other cases. The din of Metzra is not a din that the buyer has to sell the property to the lekach. That's not the din of Metzra. Din of Metzra is lechatchila, you're not allowed to buy here, and if you do, we're slamming you with a takana that you're not buying for yourself. You're a shliach and you're buying for Yena. It's never a din after you're bought. It's a din when you're buying, you have no right to buy. And Mimele, if you're thinking of buying for yourself, you're automatically buying as a shliach for the Metzra. That's when the din is chal. So, if you tell me that an Isha, once she buys it, doesn't have to give it over, that means she wasn't a shliach when she bought it, that means she had the right to buy it. You can't split the two, it's one din. Did she have a right to buy it or not? If she had a right to buy it, then lechachilu, then she could buy it. And if she didn't have a right to buy it, then she's a shliach automatically for the metzron. There's no two dinim that we could say, okay, maybe one is applicable and one's not applicable. It's one din. So if you see that once she buys it, she doesn't have to give it up, then avada lechachilu, she's allowed to buy it as well. That which we see sometimes in the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a chilek, whether it's past or before you went to buy it, lechachilu, that's only either because by a Safik, or by Akum, or by a seller who's in a rush. So we say, once you bought it, you know, we have to be mative to the seller so we don't take it away. But like Achila, both parties are willing to buy it, including the Metzron, and there's no difference to the seller, so then the Metzron will come first. That's only because if the whole din why by Metzron was put on hold is because L'Te'elis HaMeicha, so when they're both here, like Achila, there is no longer Te'elis HaMeicha. That would be the Svara. But here, the reason why it's not the Metzron, nothing to do with Te'elis HaMeicha, nothing to do with Te'elis HaMetzron, has to do with Te'elis of the Isha, the buyer. So, and that Te'elis is the same whether she's coming lechachilu or after she bought it. So if you see that once she bought it, she doesn't have to give it up, then lechaira hu adin, when she's coming to buy, she has the right to buy lechachila. I'm going out in the limitics because the Akronim and even the Mashmois of Teis of Rosh, Kovchas, not like that, but La Halacha, the Mashmeis and Machab and the Chus Maram is it. The Teis Rosh might be Lishitas, if you remember. Teis Rosh is one who has the Kasha, but they've got Matana, and that's where the Achrayim are giving their teretz to. I take it to the, let's take it further. The Rambam says the Sfara even further, right? Rashi just says that it's the Nadar Sitz of Yashra Tov. You can't tell the Isha, go buy somewhere else. She, whatever she gets her hands on first, that's what she should take. The Rambam says even further. The Lashon of Rambam is, he puts these Yisayman first. Hamoichel Yisayman Ketanim Ein Baidin Bala Metza. Why? Hatoiv Ayosha She'oisin Chesedim Eilu Is Yesem Bala Metza. Faket. It's a bigger Toiv Ayosha that the Yisayman should get it than the Metzun should get it. The whole thing about Metzun is going to wait on Toiv Ayosha as Yisay Yashav HaToiv. To allow the Yisayman to get it is a greater as Yisay Yashav HaToiv. Oh, very good. Now then the Rambam continues by Isha. V'chena meichel Isha ein by din bala meitzah mepnei she'in darka l'treak tamid v'liknois v'ho v'loka once she bought a chesed u'shetamid b'yodah. Oh, so it sounds like the Rambam separated two halachas, and by the Yisayimim it's so vague that by the Yisayimim it's faked. The Toiv Yashu Yisayimim is more than the Toiv Yashu and the Metzrin. So what does he mean to say? Look, like Ari is saying, what he means to say is if they're coming lechatchila, adarab, the Yisayimim have kedima. You have to allow the Yisayimim to get it. It's like a reverse din of the Bamezra. The Yisayimim Yashu Toiv is mechayev that the Yisayimim should get it even more than the Bamezra.
Oh, no,
as they fight, that I'm not saying. As they fight. You know, but at least the Chachilu, when they're coming, there's better, there's preference to the Yisayimim over.
So,
I guess, well, either the Yisayimim or Napatropis or. Yeah, okay, but maybe it's not a good idea to waste money there. Maybe they should put it somewhere else. Maybe it's a bad deal. So, if I cared. Now, I'm just want to be medayik in the Rambam only by the Yisoyimim like that. By Isha, he doesn't say that. By Isha, it's just once they buy it, once you can't be mazalaka. So good. So it's like shava b'shava. By the Isha, he says it by Rashi, but by the Yisoyimim, he goes as I like to say that it's even Yosef Asiyas Veshatayv with the Elu, with the Yisoyimim, more than the Bametzah. He doesn't see that in the Gemara. It's the Rambam. It's the Rambam. So I'm just saying, so in the Rambam, the Kedima that the Yisayimim have is only by the Yisayimim over Bar Mitzvah, but the Isha won't have a Kedima, but at least the Bar Mitzvah won't have a Kedima over her either. Now, the Nesibis Mishpat, that's on Rabbi Yeruchim, he's medayik this in the Lashon HaTur as well. The Lashon HaTur is, Toi v'yasha hu limko lahem, by the Yisayimim. Smash mezak the Nesibis Mishpat. Like Achila, you're supposed to sell to the Yisayimim over the Bar Mitzvah. That's what should come out. Both, either. Oh, we're going to get to it. Val, we're going to get to it. Val, yes, and good. Yes, and stark. All right, now the kids. By the Ishi says, you can't be Masal. Once she bought it, it's Chesed Ushatamad B'yoda.
That's a shtickle more like the Muhammad writes by the
Yeah, okay, but like I told you, in Lomdus Lachoyer, it should be the same. What you're being Muhammad was a Kirit Melech Rav. The Kirit Melech Rav in this Chuvah, Siman Aleph, wants to be Medayik in the Rambam, the two extremes. That by Yisoyimim, the Yisoyimim have Kedima, like we're saying. And by Isha, the Metan has Kedima. It's just once the Isha bought it, then you can't be Masalik the Isha. Now, Lachoyer, it doesn't work. It really doesn't work because the Gemara says a klal on both of them, ein behem dinah b'metzah, side the Isha, side the Yasmi. If the Kirit Melech Rav will be right, the Kumzayis by Isha, there is a shtikah b'metzah. Just once she bought it in the b'metzah, like Achila, there's a dinah b'metzah. So much like that in the Gemara. And the Gemara and all the Rishonim bring across the board Yisayim together with Isha. Like the Rambam, Isha has a quasi b'metzah, and Yisayim have no b'metzah. It doesn't work. L'chayr, the Gemara is mavur that neither have b'metzah. If you want to be mechalik between them, you have to say, like we said, that avad neither have a din b'metzah. And avad l'chachila, the Isha has a right to buy, and Yisayim have the right to buy. The only difference is the other way, the inverted way, that Yisayim have a kedima, and Isha don't have a kedima. Isha doesn't have a kedima. But b'negeit a b'metzah, neither have a b'metzah at all, even l'chachila. And the mice is, like I said, we have a Jewish maimonis who says lahedi, even by Yisayim, Isha, both, not like this dik, even our dik in the Rambam, that by Yisayim and Isha, kala kaidim zecha, neither have a din kedima. And it's mashal like that in Rashi as well, because Rashi puts din of Isha Yisayim together, same time, v'chein yasmi. And it's also mashal like that in the Machaba. The Machaba just says a din. Ain b'hem din ma'amesi. He doesn't say, and Yisayim have a kedima. There's Masha, he's going like the Chuvus Maram. That is, they took away the Din B'Metzra, even the Chachil is not Din B'Metzra, and it's Kol HaKedim Zaka, whoever wins, wins. It's Geboit on a B'Metzra to get it. I know them, it's Geboit. It's a Yisisav, a Yoshev, a Toiv, it's Mechayiv to give Kedima to the Yisayimim. It should have mentioned it, it doesn't mention Erechayim anyway. So if you want to mention, here's the place, you mention it over here, that Fakir, that the Yisayimim share Kedima, like the Rambam does. The Mechavi didn't do that. It's much like the Jewish Maimony. All right. Let's take this, expand this a bit. Let's take it to the next step. What happens if you buy an Amana? She's the Isha. No, the Isha we're not giving more Kedima. Isha we're just saying Kala Kaidim Zaika. Amana is also no, but Amana is the same. Yisayimim like the Rambam has more Kedima, but not Amana. I know, but the reason why you say why is the Yisayimim worse than an Isha? Why are they more needy? Whatever you have to, like the Rambam, that they'll have Kedima, right? Stronger is because an Isha, first of all, she's not Derech Eretz Lagza, but she could. Yisayimim can't. They're not smart enough. They're not skilled. They're not developed. They're young kids. They're Ketanim Yisayim. They're 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds. They can't do it. That's one. And the second, if it's Mavun Akama Rishayim, that Yisayim have a whole new din. Just like by Ribbis, you're allowed to lend out Mois Ribbis with certain Ribbis, the Rabbonans, because you have to protect their money as much as possible, because otherwise it's going to be eaten up and lost. So the Rishayim Tzushtal here too by Yisayim, this new time, that Yisayim are worse. You see, Yisayim are worse than Amona, worse than Anisha. So, That's the Surah L'Chayra to Mechalek in the Rambam, L'Chayra. But it's only by Yisayman, not by Amona. All right. Rabbi Akiva Ego on the side on the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Tshuvas Ranach, the case was that Agav say that later on, we're going to see later on in the Sif, that so too if an Isha sells, not only if she's a buyer, but if she's a seller, also they might have suspended the Din of Bar Metzor on that case. And the Ranach is going with that, and the Ranach has a case where the brothers were selling a piece of property for their sister to raise a Nadunya for their sister. And Zokta Ranach, b'chayag amno, that they're selling a property to raise an andunya for their sister, there is not going to be a din of bar metzra, since they're trying to raise money for the sister's nadunya, it's as if they're selling on behalf of a girl, their sister's a girl, that's like an isha who sold it, and memela does no din of bar metzra. And Zokta Rekiveg, if that's the case, kosher came the other way around, if they're buying a property to be able to give a nidunya, let's say a father's buying a piece of property to give as a nadin for his daughter, for the son-in-law, for the chasana. He has to buy them a house. So he's buying a property for his daughter, for the nadin. Zokta Rekiveg, there's also not going to be a din of bar metzra, because the purchase is on behalf of an isha.
Does he have to prove that?
Prove it? I mean, the proof is in the pudding. He's taking the...
Doesn't have to prove it.
He might have to prove it, but I'm telling you, the proof is going to be in the pudding. He's going to be selling the property right now for his... He's buying it, he's giving it over right now. You see, a month later, it's going into the Nandan. The kids are living in it. It's under their name.
Well, I'm just saying, I can go and say I'm doing it for the dunya. It could be I'm lying for my kids.
So then we'll have to see what's going to happen now. What are you going to do with it? Are you giving it to the kids or not?
I understand that on the buying side, the whole reason was Lava Hara, that she should go shopping for a piece of property.
Right.
She's not doing anything. The father's buying one for her. She's sitting at home.
She's bugged out.
That's the chiddush. The chiddush over here is, that's what I'm trying to prove. The chiddush over here is that you could not even have the isha buying it. You could have someone else who's buying it on behalf of isha, and will also have the mile of an isha to suspend the din of bar metzra. And the reason is because the isha won't have the property otherwise. It's a toiver for the isha. What do you want her to do? Buy a different property? She can't buy a different property. L'maisa, Baruch Hashem, her husband or her father or her brother is willing to buy her this property. That's it. She has to take whatever she can get. To tell her go buy someone else, you can't do that.
Yeah, but the father could do it for his daughter. He could go buy somewhere else.
Correct. He could. But maybe he won't. If you're going to make it difficult for him, maybe he won't.
The wife goes to the husband, even if she's the one looking for the property, which the husband's benefit, she's doing the same thing.
Then it'll be inverted case, you mean. If she's buying it for her husband, right, so if she's buying it for her husband, then there will be a din of bar metzra.
She's legitimately doing the work.
Right, I'm saying it. Then there will be a din of bar metzra for her, maybe, in economy. Okay, yeah, fine. But that's what comes out. And it's a Chuvitz Maimony as well. That Chuvitz Maimony in Kinyan, it's got it in Lamed Beis, not Lamed A, but the one over there, he has a case, Toich HaDvarav, he's talking about where a Godel buys a piece of property for Yisayimim Ketanim, and he says, B'chai Gav, there's no din of bar metzra. Even though the Godel's buying it. Now, you could be matzchik and zezayin, he means he's buying it with the money of the Yisayimim, but it's not mashma like that. Even if he buys it with his own money, if he's buying it for Yisayimim, there won't be a din of bar metzra. And there's a Chuvitz Yad Eliyo in Siman Ayin Beis, his case was where a husband bought a seat in the Ezra's Noshim for his wife, and the person next door, Tainer Bar Metzra, I want that seat. No. The lady next door, who had the seat next door, said that she wants to expand. She wants a second seat. Let's say she wants for her daughter, or whatever it is. She needs more space for herself. I don't know. And the case was that the Yad Elio, he said there's no din bar metzra because it's buying on behalf of Venetia. And if you're not allowed to buy it, maybe he won't bother to buy another one. He won't be a matriarch. So this is a windfall of a deal for her. She needs this property. If you're going to prevent her from buying this property, she's going to lose out. And you can't tell women to buy somewhere else. So Mamela, there's no din of bar metzra. You see from all of them, this halacha, that it's expanded to even someone else buying for a woman also has this heter. What do you say?
Who said? Who else is saying
that? And let's say it is a ketana, so it has to be a yosem, not a yosem. Right, I'm saying an isha. Oh, Isha Kenegdi. We're going to talk about Isha Kenegdi about. All right. So it comes out, that even though it's only on behalf of the Isha, there's still no din bar metzra. Okay, let's go on. Let's move on. Let's talk about your case. What happens if the metron is also an Isha? Right? What are you going to do then? So if you look, Yeah. Yeah, but if the Metzrin is also an Isha, what's the reason why we're suspending the Dinah B'Metzra? Is Lutel, is this buyer, because this buyer is a woman. But if the Metzrin has that same Maila, she's also a woman, maybe we will have a Din of HaMetzra. She's a Metzrin plus an Isha. And this woman, the buyer, is only an Isha. So the Ishas cancel each other out, maybe, and now we're left with the Metzrin.
Let's go by the laws. I can't tell the Isha.
Right, but you also can't tell the Metzrin to go by the So very good. Yimacham into Maram. Look at the Shak in Sifkot Mem Dalit. He brings from the Mordechai B'Shem, the Maram Rambert. It's in the Tshuva, the first Berlin, Reish Peihei. The Maram Ramberg says, "The afilu ametzim gam kein isha ayasam ein bei mishum dini de ba'mesra." It's a shak and sifkot mem dalid. Right? Once is no excuse of Yeshua Toyev for this woman. He can't tell it to buy somewhere else. So the fact that the medicine happens to be a woman as well, that's not going to make a Yeshua Toyev. And the Rikanti and Shin Pei says the same thing. And it's Mashmah from the God that the Maram is talking about, Isha against the Isha and Yosem against the Yosem. But from the Lashon HaShach is Mashmah, that doesn't make a difference. Pashat, he's right. Doesn't make a difference. That even an Isha medicine against the Yosem buyer or Yosem medicine against the Isha buyer doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is if you can't tell the buyer to go somewhere else, there is no Din of HaMetzra. They suspended the Din of HaMetzra. It's over. There's no Din of HaMetzra. So the fact that the Metzrin is also an Isha, that's not going to make a difference. And that Teretz Tzvi in the Tshuvas at the end of the Sefer, it's part like that. It's Mavua, that even if the Metzrin is an Amana, so you have a Metzrin and Amana against a regular Isha, still, there is no Din of HaMetzra. That's it. The Choshen Ve'efer is Mechadish. I don't have a ray against him. I just hold it as a big chiddush. I don't have a ray either way. He's mechadish that that's only after the fact. Once she bought it, then the metzrin can't be masalik. But while they're coming to buy, if the metzrin is also an isha, so she has the same male of an isha like this isha buyer has, and she happens to be a metzrin as well, she has kedima because she has two koiches, two mailas, and the buyer only has one mailer. The metzrin is a metzrin and an isha, and the buyer is only an isha, so it's a chachili, she give it to a metzrin isha before a regular isha. That's his chiddush. I don't have a right against him. I thought that there's no Din HaMetzra. They suspended the whole Din HaMetzra. The whole thing should be a bottom.
There's no
that's what it should be. L'chayra. And maybe it doesn't mean this din. Maybe it means like a different din in a simen, a karev and a shachin, like a certain, like a lechatchila dikamayla. I don't know. But that's what he says. All right. The Tshuvas Maimini has a case that if the Isha, and this is hold copy, Rabbi. It's very simple, but I just want to give a different spin on this. What happens if you have that there's a Isha and a Metzron against a Metzron? That means we have two Metzronim to this field. Both are Metzronim. Grab the one in the Metzronim is an Isha, and that Isha ended up buying the field. What's the halacha? So if she's a Metzron and Isha, so Kol Shekein, Madoch, a regular Isha who buys it, has Kedima, Kol Shekein, if she's a Metzron as well.
No, but even if she wouldn't be Isha, one Metzron bought and the other one.
Correct, exactly. Correct. Now, what would be if they didn't buy it yet, and they're coming lechatchila, an Isha Metzron against a regular Metzron?
Same thing, they have 2 miles.
And come, and Zoktav Chuvis Maram, he goes even further. That even if the Metzron, it's Mashman in his words like that, that even if the Metzron already bought it, the Isha Metzron is mighty the regular Metzron. Because since the Isha Metzron has 2 miles, 2 koiches, and the Metzron only has 1 koich, so Kilo 1 koich cancels the other out, so the Isha is left with an additional koich, and that koich that the Isha has, the 2 koiches, is stronger than a 1 koich, and the Isha Metzron could be Masalik, even a regular Metzron.
What the Metzron cancels out the Metzron.
Okay, one at a time, 1 second. What?
You can say they come up together, you can say they cancel out.
So it's as I fight, that 2 is stronger than 1. There's no mitzvah to tie neither one, L'chayah, because the but that's if the Meram is Mechadish. The Meram is Mechadish that if you have 2 koikas against 1 koik, the 2 koikas win. Memele Frecht.
before, we also had to purchase against one vote.
Excellent. That's the $1 million kasha. Frekta Ranach and Simon Yutes. And then the Sivis Mishpan Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And the Chuvis Perak Mataran. In Chelik Beisim involved, they always Asteris Chuvis Maram. Here the Maram holds that two koikis is stronger than one. A metron isha against a regular metron, the metron isha can even be mesalik a regular metron, because two is better than one. And before we had a case where there was a metron isha against an isha, and then the Maram says that no, two kayakas are not stronger than one kayak, and the isha could buy and it's fine, and the metron isha is not masalik the isha. How come the metron isha is masalik a metron, and a metron isha is not masalik an isha? If two is better than one, so why can I use it the first case too? A metron isha be masalik a regular isha. Now when it's a metron isha against him,
against him
is no problem. Gvaldik. He had a teretz. The other mamish sivus mishpat like shrei and renakte mucha. But Prak Matarin says this teretz. The vort in the Maram is not that two is better than one. That's not the vort. It's memela the vort. He dissect the case. When you have a metron against a metron, there's still a power struggle between them. If they come together, they have to share the property. There's still a power struggle between them, right? When you have a case of a metron isha against an isha, and you're telling me it's two against one, it's not two against one. The Chazal said that a metron is a nobody when there's an isha involved. If there's an isha buyer, there's no more metron. They took away the metronis. So this metron isha is as if she's a regular isha. So they have an isha against an isha. It's nothing. May the best lady win. That's it. May the best woman win. That's it. Kol kaidim zakha. So there is no din of bametra. But if you have a metron isha against a metron, and now, what happens? Well, when you have an isha, the metron disappears, as if the person's not a metron. So now you're left with a metron isha against nobody. So metron isha has the koyach to win. The metron isha has a right to win because the other metron is a nobody, because a metron against isha is nobody, and now you're left with just a metron. So you have a metron against nobody, so rather the metron wins. Correct, the metron. So this, the metron could be misalik. A metron issue could be misalik, a regular metron, because that regular metron was marginalized. He was neutralized because he's going up against an isha. So he's no longer a metron. So now we have somebody who's not a metron going off against a metron, because this metron isha retains a metronis. So that metron has a koyach to be mesalik. Mashiach can have a metron isha against the isha. The metron isha, the metron is a nobody. It's like an isha against an isha. It's a memela. It's kalakadim zakha.
But before they buy, where does the isha have an isha?
Well, an isha wants to buy. Correct. Going to the seller. Right, but she wants to buy. So you can't stop an isha from buying because there's no dinasisa v'yajratayv to tell an isha to buy somewhere else. She's not capable of buying somewhere else. So you have to allow her to buy here. She has every right to buy here, like you have a right to buy here. So memela is kalo kaidim zakha.
And the two of you are strong involved, so you can have a tank. It's not just that she's buying. She's not buying. She's coming with a tank.
She's trying to buy.
What
case are you talking about?
You're talking about metron isha versus
a metron isha versus a metron before they're buying. Not even that, I'll make it better. The metron already bought it. The metron isha has the right to be masalik the metron. Why? That's right, because the isha marginalizes the din metronis, and now we're left with that extra mila that the isha has, that she's a metron. A third person buys it. A third person buys it, and now there's a metron isha and a metron trying to mimizalik the third person. So l'chayra Lechayra kosher came. Why not?
She wants to buy a metron. She doesn't have a metron. She wants to buy a metron. She wants to buy a metron. She wants to buy. She
no, the third person, the buyer was a man. The buyer was a man, right? The third person was a man. And now, comes along two metron and one happened to be Anisha, right? So, she has a kedima. But she wants a buyer. I would think that you have the same kedima. You're right, she has more, but now that she wants to buy it. Correct. So now that she wants to take away, she has kedima over the metron. Because the metron, klape her, is not a metron, because she has kedima. Okay, I got to think about it.
What's the thing about it?
No, he's saying that they both have mitzvahs. You have the both have mitzvahs. A third party buys it, and two mitzvahs want to be misalik the third party. One happens to be an isha, and one's not. So that's what I want to tell you. He wants to say, but she didn't buy it yet. She's not even coming. All right. I hear. We got to think of it. Fine. Let's move on. The Mechaber says, Ketanim Yisayinim. Ramah makes a diik that it's dafka both, Yisayinim and Ketanim. If it's Yisayinim Gedalim or Ketanim Sheinim Yisayinim, there will be a din of Ametzer. So let's take this apart. You have a cotton who's not a Yosem, Baruch Hashem. He buys a piece of property, the halacha is bametzron, and he has to give over the property to the metzron. The ulam ha-mishpat in Siv Vav, if you recall, the machab in Siv Vav was machadish, it's not itzchadish, it's yishenim, it's machlek yishenim, was machadish that the buyer is a shliach for the metzron, and you don't even need to make another kinyan. It automatically works that the kinyan that the buyer did is automatically a kinyan for the metzron, and the eidei ha-kinyan write the star that who bought this field? The metzron bought the field. You thought the buyer bought the field. There was no buyer. There was a seller, and he was acting as a shliach. He didn't know about it, but he was acting as a shliach, and automatically it was sold to the metzron. It's a direct kinyan to the metzron. It's not that the Lekeg bought it and then sells it, flips it to the Metzron. It's a direct kinyan to the Metzron. So, I'll bring you a raya that that's true, that that's mechab, that halacha has to be direct without a second kinyan. It's not a flip, because you see over here in our Sifin Mem Zayin that the cotton who's not a yosem has a din ba Metzra. If you're going to tell me it's a flip, the cotton could buy, very nice, but how could the cotton now sell? Cotton is a lot that's makta. He can't sell. If you need him to sell, he can't sell. So kochok, it has to be that he bought it directly for the buyer. And if you're going to tell me zakta ulam mishpat, that no, he bought it as a cotton. And when he hits 13, and he's a godo, then we'll force him to sell. Zakta ulam mishpat, you can't do that, because if he's sitting on the property for a few years, it's not a sisavayshar teiv now to wake up later on and say, okay, now sell it to the metzron. What's my right? Because you see, you have a yosem cotton has no din about metzra. Why don't we say let the yosem stay there for a few years, and once he becomes a gadol, now he's a gadol, and now he has no mile anymore, and now let him sell it to the metzron. That's not a sisavayshar teiv. So mamela has to be that his kinyan was direct to the metzron. That's ulam mishpat.
Should be suspended
by
metzron.
Cotton
can go around and buy stuff. You know, you just found something.
By yosem, we say can. Why a regular cotton? Because maybe a regular cotton could have father to help him, or maybe a cotton doesn't need to let him wait till he gets older. Maybe okay, you have to know it's by yosem, but. I'm going to get to that, child. One second. Now, his raya is not such a shtaka raya. Bishlamo Yosem Cotton has a right to buy it. So, l'chachilu, when he went to buy it, he had a right to buy it. It's not a problem. Mashenkin, in his case, where the cotton had no right to buy it, just it's a technical thing. How are we going to get him to sell it? There's no das makna. So, fine, maybe he'll have to sell it when he becomes a god. He'll sit on the property for a few years and then sell it. But the ulam mishnem, that's not a tzitz v'yachva toiv. Mele, it's a raya to the mechabishit and sevav that it works direct. Comes along the Shani's Yankiv, and it's a different kashya. What the Elam is asking, we know that the Bametzah Din is Mikoyach Shlichos, and Shlichos the cotton. How's it going to work? How could the cotton buy something? He can't buy it on behalf of someone else. He can't be a Shliach. It doesn't work. What's going to be? And Shlichos the cotton. So how could the Rambas say, and when doing a Makab like that is, that there is a Din in the Bametzah, I ain't Shlichos the cotton? So?
Just say it's only
Kinyan
Rabbanan.
Okay, and?
Oh, so how can I make my Kinyan Rabbanan for you? Who says the
Chacham Masakin my Kinyan? So, granted, this might not be just Rabbanan. This might be a Daraisa, because you have Dasacher's Makna. The seller sold it to a cotton. It's Maklek as you're showing him. That might be Dasacher's Makna. It means a Daraisa. And now the cotton gets it. The Maisa is that the Chuvis Maimini in Kinyan Lamed Beis, that the Chuvis Maimini Toych Dwarf says Lahedya, that if the cotton would buy it, since he's a lav, Bar Shlikas, it's ain't Shlikas the cotton, there is no din in the Mametra. So, who's your Jubis Maimini? So, questions, yeah, but Aramah, right? Mamish for this reason, but Aramah says not like that. So, the problem is what to do. How are we going to get around this?
How could someone who says no be more of a shliach than someone who, than a cotton who's not saying anything? A gadol is a non shliach.
Right, but that's tough luck. We made you a shliach.
A cotton that doesn't say anything is anything.
He can't make a kinyan for someone else. It's not shaykh for him to make a kinyan for someone. How does that work?
Why not? Because he has no das.
He has no das. You know, I can hear a das and a gadol who is a bar das, but a kadol who is a live bar das. He can't, but who's selling it to him? The cotton owns it. Who's selling it to the... Who could give it to him? No one could assign it over. You're right. So he's a Navarian. Now what? He's a cotton anyways. But what do you want to do to him? Doesn't own it, the cotton made a kinyan on it. That's the guy's bank. The cotton owns it right now. How are you going to get out of his rishus?
The yashvah
doesn't stop the kinyan. It never stops. Just makes a shliach. But if he's not allowed by shlikas, how does it work? So the Shoshanis Yankov wants to be mechadish that just like there's a kinyan derabbanan for a cotton, and it's mavua that if the cotton makes a kinyan for himself, a pu'utis, he could be kinder for other people too. That zechiyah works for other people. So he wants to say over here where we're dealing with das acheres makna, maybe chiddush, maybe the das acheres makna will work to plug in the das for the cotton, and now he becomes like a bar das, a tier for the das of the zella. Das acheres makna makes the cotton a bar kinyan, and now the cotton automatically bought it for the metzron, mikoyek shlikas of ba metzron. But he bibes tzarachin. But he says tzarachin if this works. So can we have a das acheres makna for a cotton to be kinder for somebody else? We tell you it's like a zechiyah if he's allowed by shlikas. He bibes tzarachin.
This.
That's what he's wanting to be Mekadosh. That's what he's trying to be Mekadosh. The Maisa Betzalel, he wrote a pirush on the Rikanti in Shin Pei. The Maisa Betzalel also has the same kasha. What are you going to do? A cotton is a labashlikas. And if he says, Bal Kochach, not like Dulam HaMishpat. Bar Kochuk, you're right. The cotton owns it. And when it becomes a gadol, then he's going to have to sell it to the metzron. But Zokteh, it's going to come out a major nafkamina. Bunch of nafkaminas. All the halakas that come out of the din shlichas that said in Sivov, if you recall, Rabbi said, Yikra Vazula belongs to the metzron. And the shtar is written al shem ha-metzron. And Peiris Be'en. And if you remember, if you remember, the halacha was that if the buyer borrowed money in between, and then the metzron was mesalakim, so lechayra, the malva came first, and she'd have a shibud on the karka. Zokta mechabe, since lemafreya came out, he was only a shlich of the metzron, so the buyer never owned it. So Nebuch, the poor malva, was duped. He thought he had a mortgage, and he didn't have a mortgage. He was duped. All these halakas should come out, Zokta Maisa Batala, that by a cotton, it belongs to the cotton, and Yukavazula belongs to the cotton, and Paris belongs to the cotton. And if he's a malva, there's a shibud, because he taka owns it in this interim period. It's only when he becomes a godly he sells it, and at the end he says Ledain Tzarchin, also Tzarchin. So now we don't really have a good pshat. We have two Tzarchin dekepshatim in this Ramah. Nepel is, I haven't found anyone else who discusses this. It's like, how do you touch your Ramah?
It was a dangerous person that took over the Mehmet keeps his right until the danger passes.
Right.
So why shouldn't it be the same? They should keep his kayak until it's not possible. He keeps his kayak until it
comes. Correct. I have no problem. You keep your kayak, but you can never there. The word is that once the Bamesra exercises his right, it goes back to Mafreya that he was a shliach. By a cotton, he can't go back to Mafreya as a shliach because he's not a shliach. So it's just a new din, and it's a Maizmanel, but Be'etim is a shtick of a chiddush because we never found a takonis kazal Bamesra that forces the lokeach to sell to the Bamesra. We only found that he becomes a shliach, and it doesn't pass by a cotton to be a shliach.
He's gone. Could he come back and say, I was a Bamesra 6 years ago?
Who's gone?
The Bamet.
When he's gone.
He moved away.
Yeah.
Now he's not a
Bamet. Oh, now he's not a Bamet. So that Achronim, that we skipped over, that Achronim discuss all together, not just by a con, all together. If you have a Bamet, so the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Bamet and then he sold off his property, could he exercise the right Bamet?
He wanted to exercise the cotton, took it away from him.
Right.
And now 6 years later, now he's supposed to sell.
He's making it, well, here it might be worse. I'm asking. But the bottom line is we have a Ramah, which we really don't understand. Cut off, fulfilled. But once it's fulfilled, it goes back to my Freya. Everything's my Freya. And here, what's going on? A Shver Ramah. All right, we'll leave it at that.
Who says it's selling? Has to be from both pants?
Pashas is from both pants. Pashas. I don't recall, but I,
why if he has a mother, why can't he have a
you have the each of a cotton together, so maybe in a kind of, and what? So how are you going to help? So maybe
well,
you're talking. I mean, if it, what type of yosem? Let's say it's a tumah yosem that lost his father. So what do you want? So you have a yosem. You're right. You're probably right. A father's enough. So then you'll have a yosem. The mother is no better than the yosem. In economy, if a yosem, but what happens if a yosem loses a mother, not a father? The chayyeh let the father take care of him, right? So it's only if he loses a father. L'chayyeh, that's what you have to say. All right. Tumtum and adroigness, right? So Olam was ma'ayrid. Where's this halakha coming from? It's a Chuvus Rivash in Shin Samaktes. And the Rivash explains, Mamish, what the Olam was bothered by. Atumtum and adroigness, l'chayyeh, if the whole word is it's not derech eretz for Isha to be mesaviv, and it's difficult for her, she's not skilled to do it. Atumtum and adroigness, who's like a half a man or a suffix man, he does go around and he could fend for himself and he could go. So why are we suspending the Din Bametzer for Tumtum and Dragoness? Zakhtar Rivash, the reason is because it's a cloud, like a loy plug. Isha doesn't have Bametzer, and a Tumtum and Dragoness is a Suffolk Isha, that's it. So there's a Suffolk, there's no Din Bametzer. They didn't carve out, oh, for a Tumtum and Dragoness, we won't make Bametzer. They didn't do it. What happens if you have an Isha who's the CEO of a Fortune 500 company? Doesn't make a difference. There's still no Din Bametzer. There's no Din Bametzer for an Isha, period. There's a loy plug. Memela Zakhtar Rivash goes further. So Memela, the Rishonim Mamucha, what Isha are we talking about? Talking about only an Amana or an even Isha who's married. We pass an even Isha is married. It's Mavu like that in the Ramah. But Zakhtar Rivash, it's Mukha like that. If you see even a Tumtum van Dragoness, who's like a man, nevertheless doesn't have the Dinah Bametzer because there's a Safik Isha. So an Isha who has a husband, also Lukhay should have that same Maila. The Maisa, she's an Isha. So even if a husband could take care of her, and the Maisa is a husband who could take care of her, still not as good as the husband himself. So he says that there's another svara why Anisha really should have the suspension of a matzah even though she's married. But the bottom line is, he proves from here that even a married woman will not have a din of a matzah. Because a tumtum and dragoness is not better than that. It's okay, the same thing. That he could fend for himself and still they took it away. A tumtum and dragoness is a half man, half woman. A tumtum is a suffic man. And later on, if you make an incision, you could cut open, you could see if he's a man or a woman. The Gemara talks about cases if later on he discovered that he's a man. So Lachar over here too, play this out. If a tumtum buys a property and later on it's discovered that he was really a man, so Kumlitz, all along he was a man. So Lachar Lemafrey, now there should be a din of Bar Metzra, and the Metzra should be Zeichid Lemafrey from the time he came to be Mesalik with money, this buyer, this tumtum, the Mafrei should own it, because now there is a dinner, in the Skala Mafrei there was a dinner by Metzra, and all the payers that the tumtum made on the field should have to go back to the Metzron, because he had no right to eat these payers. The Mafrei belonged to the Metzron.
Because of suffering, means he has a right.
But now there's no longer a suffix. It was Nisbar the suffix. But now I found out that he's not a man. Let's say we have a suffix that the person, look, we had a, before we had a case that the metron was Mesalik me, and we found out later on he was a Gazan, he had no right to be Mesalik me, he goes back. Here's the inverted case. The buyer staved off the metron, but we now discovered that. He wasn't.
Something that was legit.
Yeah, but now we realize that the person wasn't a suffix. It wasn't legit. It, my friend, we now know that he wasn't.
That's my status of suffix. It was named, said low, low, and it's fatal. Who cares what happens later on? You're made to me, it's fatal because it's a suffix. So that's dinner by mess, it's fatal because that's suffix. That's the goal for the pickle. Who cares if the suffix?
I respectfully disagree. All right, let's move on. Zakhtar Amo.
Now, Muna, they get married.
When, say, no, that's not even my friend. That's not a toys. When she bought it, she was an amana. That's
what
she, correct. But he means that even a like the sheet is a married woman is different. We pass even a married woman has a suspension. But even if you would be the other Rishonim, I think an amana and then gets married. Avada the amana bought it kedin. Here the tumtum le mafrei didn't buy a kedin. All right, zaktum rama hagot vedafka and isha sheyeshla nechosim yiduim. Don't get carried away. Avad an Isha buys it, there's no dinner by Mesra. But that's only an Isha who you know has her own money to buy. She has nechasim yiduim. If not, we suspect that this is just a front. Really, the husband's buying it. And he's afraid that the neighbor is going to call bar mitzvah. So he puts it under his wife's name. He registered it under his wife. That's not going to stave off bar mitzvah. That's our Rama. And the Rishonim where he talked about this, Chuvah Zarif, and other Rishonim talk about such cases, Rashba, Chuvah Zarashma, is that if it's done for our Rama, then Avada is a dinner bar mitzvah. This whole halacha is only if we see that there's no aroma. So either she's an amana, so there's no aroma, she has no husband. Or even if she has a husband, she has her own nechasim to buy, so it's a reasonable chance that she's really buying for herself from her own money. But if she doesn't have her own money, then you know that it's really being provided from her husband's money, so then you have to believe that it's really the husband's buying it for himself, and it's just put under his wife's name, and mamela, there will be a dinner bar mitzvah.
But he can't get a mortgage. She has bad credit. She's going from
the... So the same thing, it's really his house, and just she's getting the mortgage. He can't buy, but he's really the one who's buying it. He's just getting his wife to do the financing of the property. The burden of proof is going to zicha be in a normal situation or by a aroma situation. And the aroma, when it's a aroma situation, when the isha doesn't have nechasim yiduim and you suspect that it's her husband, then the burden of proof is going to be on the isha to prove that it's for herself. Because we have to assume that it was done for aroma. That's halakha. That's halakha.
Why
is nechasim yiduim mean? So let's explain that. The sma says nechasim yiduim is she yidua she yesh lo mamin she ein lebay lerishus bo. It's yidua that she has money that her husband doesn't have any rights to it. The matzah lemeimo the lenafshi knesiyo that I bought it for myself. The mlave came because we're going to tell me the husband has rights to it. Mashkanta he kilu kana bayla. So it's not her money. It's her husband's money. So as he took me the case that she has money that her husband has no right to that money. That's what this man says. Then the husband's going to get that money. My sedan belongs to her husband. So you have to have either Makamsa or she got a Yerusha. Next thing we look, she got. But the Tzma takes it further. The Tzma says, even that's not enough. You see, the Tzma holds as we Mamin She'ein Labai L'Rishuspa. Money that her husband has no rights to them. He cannot even eat payers from that. He has no rights to that, which is very rare. That's the Tzma. The Pella is that the Chuvas HaRashma, Kela Gimel Kufayin, that brings this halacha down, says one of the cases is that she got Nechasim. Be Yerusha. Now the husband Yerusha is next name below that the husband has rights to him, that he eats the pears, but the Karen belongs to her. And Dr. Ashur, that's Nechasim Yedum. Before it's not like the Sma. The Chuvas HaRivash and Shim Samachtes, which is the Makar to the Ramah, which we're about to learn, is Mefurish also, that even though the husband's eating Paris, nevertheless, the Isha is the one who's buying it. It's her money, it's her Karen is her, and she bought it with Nechasim Yedum, that's hers, and there's not going to be a Din Bar Mitzvah, even though the husband is eating Paris. Mefurish, not like the Sma. A Pelotik a Sma. Like the Sma? Like this man, someone was macked the money to Amnash Ein Laval of Rishuspa. My case, damn. My case is easier. My case is much easier than this man. She has Nixon Malug.
What is she selling to buy the other car?
Let's say she has money. Came Nixon Malug with money. She has money, Nixon Malug, and she uses that money to buy Kanka.
But it's not for the Nixon Malug, is it for the
Nixon? It will be that whatever she buys with Nixon Malug will also be Nixon Malug, yes. 100%. But so what? But she's buying it, the caring is hers, the principal is hers, Mamela, it's her Kanka, so there's no dinner by
Master.
It's
business that the Isha owns that's used to buy the Kanka.
The profits belong to him.
Yes, maybe this man means that the you're not using it from
Nechasim,
you're not using the profits of
Nechasim. He says, it's Yidua Sheishla Mamin Sheein Labai Lavishuspa. That means.
So using the profits, they're not using the Nechasim themselves. They're not selling the
Nechasim
and buying the car.
All payers of Nixim Malug belong to the Hazan. She's entitled to nothing.
If the business belongs to, if it's just the business belongs to the wife.
He's talking about which. He's not talking about the profits generated from that moment.
Well, that's it.
It's not Mashiach, I'm talking about the moment. So it has to be Mamin Sheein Labai Lavishuspa. What do I have to use the profits for? Who asked him to say, we're talking about only using the profits and make a shver kimto, mamon chain lebal rishus, but it's not benim. So, say he's talking about which he's using the mamon itself. Nechasim yiduim, and talking about nixim belug. Why not? She wants to buy a piece of land. She wants to buy a piece of land. The Rif said that she wants it because otherwise she's afraid the husband's going to spend that money, so she wants to make sure there's a Karen Kayamis. The Maisa is Mazapella. I found Baruch Hashem.
Why does rishus have to do with the payers?
And that's not rishus means she has rishus. Not he doesn't own it. He doesn't have any rishus on it, which it means payers. That's the lashonis. I found Baruch Hashem the ulam amishpat.
She buys the property. What happens to the payers from that property?
If it's nixim belug, the same thing. The payers belong to the husband. So that's fine, but at least the property is there. Keren Kayemes, when she gets divorced, Amana, whatever, she'll end up with the property. Dulu Mamisha Baruch Shem was Masak on the Smaz well. He doesn't come from my rise, but he comes from Madik and the Chuvah Sarif also, that Sukhmah, even though the husband has Peiris, and nevertheless it's suspended, and at the end he blives talking, he says, I can't say it, he could say, Karav Loima, Shenes Chalif La Ravzal, Loshin Nechasim Yiduin, that there are more rights over here, with the Loshin Nechasim Einan Yiduin in Evin Ezer, which Taka means Ein Labao Peiris. But over here it's not like that. Over here it's talking about even if the husband has Peiris, you still have this Heta of Nixay Maluk, of Isha buying it. So Mela, even if it's Nixay Maluk, it's still going to have this Heta. Okay, let's continue, Rambam. I want to bring out Halacha L'Maisa. This next line is a very important line. Zokta Rambam, Kansihi Ubayla, what happens if she buys something together with her husband as a shutfis, biyachad, they bought a piece of property together, ein yuchaylin lasalik afilo abal. Not only can't you be masalik the woman, you can't even be masalik the baal from his chaylik. Why not? I, the baal, could fend for himself. So it is coming from a Truvis Rivosh, Shin Samaktes, and the Rivosh says two reasons why not. And the Rivosh says that since whatever she buys, he's going to be eating her peiris, so he has a schus in the field next door. That's, so Kumtais, he's a bametzra, klapi his chaylik. He has a rishus, he has some zechia in the wife's chaylik. So Mamela, his chaylik is a bametzra with his wife's chaylik. It's next to his wife's chaylik. Now, I'm just bringing you right from here, by the way, not like this man. You see that we're talking about a case where the husband's eating pears. And he says, because it should be just like a bashkin, just like a mashkin, the halach is that there's a dinam bametzra, that the bala mashkin has a right, because he has pears, he has dinam in the item. He has a din to get the property next door. He's loigara from that. He could do that too. If he has pears in her ishul chaylik, so he has a right to the property next door. And I feel like the chokim who hold that mashkin only has a kedima in the chayfitz that he has a mashkin on, but not to the property next door. Maybe though, even though he has the right, he pays on her chaylik, but that won't help him for his chaylik. He says, but a different reason. He says, because the Rambam says, it's a different halacha, that the Rambam says that b'chalal, whatever an isha has, he acts in her place, and he's like the Bailam on it, and Mamela, all the chuyas of Bamesra go to the man, not to the woman. And as I we paskin like that early on in Sif, was it Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, we paskin like that. In Sif Yud Aleph.
Even in case she bought other money.
Even though she bought it with her own money, but he becomes the Bailam of the chuyas of Bamesra on her item. So Mamela, Zakhtar Rivosh, you have two reasons here why he'll win, and Zakhtar Rivosh, and Aygan Ataina, but a second before the Mechira, he wasn't a Metron. So, but the Metronus comes Bevasakas with his kinyan. He's buying together with his wife. So when his wife buys, he's a, as if he's buying. And you can't be Masalik his wife, because his wife is Anisha. So it's like he's buying two pieces of property, Bevasakas. And since on one you can't be Masalik him, so you can't be Masalik him on the other, because he has a Din Bametron on the other. And it comes Bevasakas. No, doesn't make sense. Well, if it's on Harama, if it's real, again, no, we have a lock. If I give him a ton on a little piece, even though it's real, but it's only done Harama to circumvent the dinner matronis, they close that Pesach. So if it's only done to circumvent it. Yeah, but if it's legitimate, only does every business deal, because he's always trying to be my recommended runners, and we'll take him away from every business deal too. Oh, one second. So it comes out we have two svaris why to take care of Bametzra here on the husband's chalik, because one is he has payris in his wife's chalik, and the other is Tamazay, whatever his wife owns, he has a dinam of Bametzra on that chalik. And granted, that second svar is better than the first svar, because that second svar would work even in cases where he doesn't eat payris on his wife's chalik, l'chayra. And it works also because the first svar he said is Talim Makhlekes Shanaba Mashkanta, which is really Makhlekes Mechaber Ramah Leran Sifnun Ches. But the second svara is a mufush Rambam, Macham and Sif Yedalud, that you have the dinim of your wife, and Meli can't be Masolak. And the guy over here, you see over here in the guy, and he says that also, he brings down that second svara, and you don't even have to eat peiris. I'm just saying this because Lafuki Desma and the guys Menachem Oizo and the Okashuk, and for some reason they bring down the Ravash, only the first half of the Ravash, when the husband's eating peiris of the wife's chelik, which is Lukharia, not Mukhak. And one is a woman.
So
if you buy b'shutis with a woman,
yeah,
that itself is not enough. Why? Because you won't be able to masalik the woman, but I can masalik you. But if you're buying with a woman who's your wife, and you have the dinim of your wife, so memeilu klapi your own chelik, you're a metzrin mitzad your wife's chelik. Yeah, but that's the word is, if you look in the reverse, Asman says what you're trying to do, because they bought a bevezakas, but that's not true, and everyone jumps on Asman. That's definitely not true. It's coming from the reverse, and the reverse says the whole svari is, and that's how the guy says it too, it's because on your wife's chelik, you can't be masulik, and you have those chayis, and the male on your chelik, you have a din bametzah, because it's attached to your wife's chelik. When you get divorced later on, who cares? But b'shas meis, b'shas tekin, it was good. Now it comes out. It's too late. If at the time that they bought it, it was a legitimate sale, it's good. Now I just want to bring out kum dois who are then, if the woman will buy the property first. Let's say there'll be a two properties next door, and the woman will buy the outside property, the further away property first, and then the husband will buy the middle property, will be the same exact halakha. Because since he has a din in his wife's property, so he memela will have a din to buy the middle property, also metzranis to his wife's property. So why did Ramah have to say we was kind of biyachad? Because the Ramah's saying a bigger chiddush. The Ramah's chiddush is, like the reverse spells out, that even though a second before the kni, I wasn't a metzran, but the metzran comes b'vazakas with my kniya, and that's enough that you can't be masalik me. So now the boy said, let's talk kaklis. Halakha l'maisa. Most people, when they buy residential homes, they put the houses under the wife's names as well. It goes under both the names, husband and wife.
The lawyer told me that if you don't put the wife's name,
it's
the same thing.
That might be the Jersey law. That's if there'll be a divorce. God, it might, but whatever, that might be, that's only a residential home, and that's by divorces, but whatever.
But
we could talk about it.
Is her money clear, or
that? Two we're talking about now was, if you remember, was her money, but that was only to take care of the chashash harama. But we had a case of the Yad Eliyahu where you bought a seat in the Ezes Nashim from his money, but you're buying clearly for the woman, there's no harama, that was enough. Or Nadunya,
yeah.
Right? The Riki Veiga. So the word is that it doesn't have to be her money, it could be his money too, as long as we get around the harama problem. So Bishlam, a guy buys a property and it's for investment purposes, and he puts on his wife's name, and Troy Namel, that we had this in Lakewood, and it's only done for Avracha from Ba Metzra, about that we throw him out, and about that we let the Metzram take him over. Because it's only done, it's aroma. But people buy residential homes, they're not doing it to take care of a metzah. They're doing it to be a mensch. The house is half his and half hers. That's the customary, most residential homes are bought like that. It's an halacha, chulila, if someone goes through a divorce, and it bez din, both pati din, the America and Eretz Israel, paskin that the house belongs half to him and half to her. Because it's taka bought b'shutfis, he bought it, even though it's his money, but he bought it b'shutfis, and it's legitimate. It wasn't done for Rama purposes, even if no metron involved, he'll do the exact same thing. So here you have a case that a person's buying something for a woman, legitimately, not for a rama, even though it's not from the woman's money. So l'chay should come out that the metron can't be masalik her from her chelik, and memela can't be masalik him from his chelik either, for this rama's reason of the rivash, because he has a sechus in her chelik, and memela klapi his chelik, he's a bametz on his chelik. So memela halakha l'maisa should come out that you cannot be mesalik somebody buying a residential home and puts it on the couple's name.
What happens?
No, but by the house to live, he puts it under his own name, so we throw him out.
Why?
It's his house. Okay, lawyer, we'll deal with the legal issue. Only if it's under both the parties' names. The Chasim Yidum was only a svara, why? To take care of Harama. That is, that if he doesn't have his own money and it came from his money, we have to assume that he's really buying it for himself and he's just putting under his wife's name. But if it's clear that he's not doing it for Rama purposes, it's clear he's taka doing it that he wants half of it to belong to his wife, and it's going to come to want to, because when Chulil, if he gets divorced, taka, his wife's going to run away with half the home. It's a legitimate sale, so l'chayre, this Rama should be applicable and the whole thing should be nageya. There's a chuvis, kinyan toyer b'halacha. There's only one who I really found on this Shaila, Aintagal, Mechela K. Simon Kuf Mem Vav, that's the Rav in Strasbourg, came a bit dying in the Eid Achredes, Rav Horowitz. He wants, he's Metzadeid, he's not for sure, but it's Lechayri, he says, that over there, you will have a dinner by Masra. Why? His svar is, I'm just trying to read you the words, because here you know that she's not buying it for herself, she's buying it for a family to live in. And the reason why the husband's eating her chelik is not because achilis peris, it's because all diris, the husband's the ikka. Memela, that's why there should be bamatza. I try to say it as well, best as I could. I don't understand what he's saying.
He sounded like he was saying that the money was minyan.
No, I'm saying even if the money is from him, the maisa is, the minig is that we buy it and they mean to give a matana, half of it to the wife. So memela, it's a legitimate thing that it belongs to the wife. And who cares? I mean, achilis peris. He God has achilis peris in her chelik. And she's buying it for her children too, to live in. Avada, she's buying for her children to live in. But the maisa, she owns half the house. So if she owns half the house, there's no bametz on her chelik. And memela, there's not going to be a bametz on his chelik as well. So Allah l'maisa, should come out that many of the dini bametz should be thrown out if it's a residential home that's bought for husband and wife. This whole thing should not be in the game. That's what it should come out. Good, but he's buying it together with shutras. So this is a way for her to get a property. Otherwise, she would not be able to get a property. So he's buying it for the shutras. Let's say a guy only wants to go for shutras with his wife in the property if she's willing to go for shutras with him. So what? So the same thing. But Lemaise went into shutras with his wife. All right. Right. When he sells the house, what happens? Oh, we have to do. Let's continue, Rabbi. So I want to chaperine. We're running out of time here. Let's chaperine the end of the sif. All right. Hakoina mina isha. If someone buys from a woman, yeshoimim de lesbay mishum dina de bametzra, for the same type of a svara, an extended svara, it's makleikas yeshoimim. And the reason is because we can't bother the woman to try to run around and find buyers. So therefore, we have to allow her to get any buyer she can. So they suspend the bametzra even if the woman is a seller.
Bametzra was a buyer, right? She's not going
to
lose out.
Yeah, but she wants to sell to a better buyer who's going to offer more money. She doesn't want to be mushabba just to the metzron. Yes. So you have to allow her to get the best buyer possible. So you have to allow her to get any buyer. Yes. Normally a buyer scares away, a metzron scares away buyers. We don't want to have a situation where the metzron's going to scare away buyers because it's hard for her to sell.
But it's no different.
It is different. Are there the one the seller is the seller's geribin and he'll sideline the metzron, he'll go offer it him first and he'll handle an ish is not so geribin, so therefore we have to suspend the whole halacha. And even though this is machlokes, but lamais is the muksik is going to win, the lokeik is going to win, so halacha is not going to be by metzra. But dafka metzron ena yochel asalik isha avo shutif yochel asalik, a shutif could be masalik the shutif adav mi metzron. If you remember Rabbi Zevim sif, hey, I told you that throughout the simon we have to don every single sif and Achrenim do, what's going to be if a shut, because we know a shutav is stronger than a kayak mitzvah. A shutav is a, he owns a half of every malku, he has a shaykhis to this property directly. So here, it became a pshara. A metzvah can't be masalik an isha, and pasha is going on even if the isha is the buyer, that they suspended metzranis, but a shutif could be masalik an isha even though the isha is a buyer. That is how the Ramah makes the split. Others argue, the Shach argues, brings down people who argue, Memela is going to come out, lahalocho, you pashtis, you cannot be masalik even if you are a metzran. You will not be able to be masalik an isha. Even if you're a shutif. Even if a yeshuta pashit, you will not be able to misalik anisha. Okay. Okay. Husband and wife are selling the house? So l'chayra, husband and wife selling the house, that's going to be a little different. Because on the wife's chelik, maybe you'll have this heta. But on the husband's chelik, you don't have the heta. The only reason why husband and the wife is when they're buying together, the din is because the husband is a metron copy, his chelik, because he has a shaykh as his wife's chelik.
like,
oh, the lekeik minem yalav. Ah, that's a chap. Ah, very nice. So lekeik on the ishus chelik, you can't be mazalik. So mameli, you won't be able to be mazalik lekeik on the husband's chelik also, because he's a metzvah mitzad the ishus chelik. I hear. So then you'll have it that way too. I hear the conversation. I know, but even by partners we find the same halakha. If an isha, if there'll be an individual isha who's a partner with you on the property, and you're buying together or selling together, at the same din, an isha is masuluk from the din of mamet. She has to fend for herself, and you fend for yourself. And even an isha who has a husband, we suspended the din of mamet, because the isha still, even her husband fends for her, but it's not as good if she would be a husband herself, if she would be a man herself. All right, Rabbi, I'm going to have to stop here. There's more right here, but we went into overtime. A good tovah.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.